Welcome, one and all, to this edition of Le Guru Is You Radio. I'm your host, Paul Reynolds. And as always, we would like to start this edition by thanking our listeners far and wide for joining us every week and lending their ears and hearts while we explore and uncover the wisdom in the everyday. Today, we're going to let our guest gurus rest for a moment as we take a little departure from our usual format. Sort of. Our vehicle on this program, of course, is conversation. Our intention is to set the space for those that choose to enter the studio and take the seat of the guru to experience a conversation between two friends. Today's program is no different, except that this conversation is an allegory. Maybe in essence this really does occur. I'd like to think so, anyway. It was written by yours truly as I was thinking about my daughter's fifth birthday some 20 years ago. And now over 20 years later, that same little girl has done me the honor of taking on her role once again and speaking the part of the being that sat down with this divine creative force I've called Universe and is having tea and conversation just before she steps into the earth plane reality. I believe we all have that sort of conversation with ourselves over and over throughout our experience in this reality. Sitting down with this energy we call our sole purpose and asking, okay, what am I supposed to be doing now? What am I supposed to be learning at this point in my life? The response from our hearts is, just listen and you will know. So enjoy this little tale and perhaps it will spark some long-ago memory in you. On the day before you came, you sat with Universe and had tea.
Is there anything you need of me this time round?
You asked. Universe smiled and sipped the tea.
Perhaps,
you continued,
you need a great leader to help the people break their chains of bondage. Maybe a wise sage or a healer? I can do that.
Was all the universe could reply.
Or perhaps you need a great villain to expose their dark sides. You know, shake them up a little bit, open their eyes, and...
I see, was the universe reply. And what do you need this next time round? Asked the universe. You took a long sip, adjusted yourself on your star and stared into the comfort of the infinite. You then took out a notepad and reviewed its contents.
You know, I've actually done all those things. I don't really need to experience them again. But how about this?
You continued.
A relationship with that part of me that I met some time ago, but never really completed. You know, no closure, didn't quite get it. As I recall now, we agreed to let it go and said we'd take a fresh look at it later. Yes. I'd like to experience more of me. What do you think?
Universe put down the cup of tea, reached out, and held you close. A nebula tickled your nose, and a tremor reverberated around you that could only be translated as a chuckle. So, you and the universe conspired together over tea. Looking through your past lifetimes over lessons learned and forgotten, loves won, lost, or otherwise, places and times were all reviewed in the blink of a star. And when it was done, you and the universe held up your plan and exclaimed together,
"Perfect."
The details were uncountable.
A veritable roller coaster ride sprinkled with mothers and fathers and children, teachers and students.
Experiences of pain and pleasure, depression and triumph.
And all of these aspects took on the forms of relationships.
Sometimes fleeting, sometimes lasting.
But as you had planned, they all had something to show you about you.
You turned to Universe once more just as you were getting ready to leave.
You know, this is the most difficult part. I'm going to forget.
You said.
And I'm going to miss you, oh, so much.
I know at first it will seem a little difficult, replied the universe. At times, it gets so heavy down there. But every day, every moment, you will have little hints that your plan is working just as it's supposed to. Just do your best to remain open enough to receive them. One more hug, and you notice how that feeling of warmth and security clung to you like a favorite blanket.
And as you were hanging around, being kept warm and buoyant, getting all anxious and a little psyched up about the whole process, you realized you really weren't going to miss your friend at all, and that you were going into this experience together.
And in universe, experience and experience are one and the same.
All on the day before you came.
I want to thank you for eavesdropping on this conversation you had with Universe. You remember it now, don't you? For you listeners that would like a gift book of this conversation, it's been popular as a gift card for new moms and dads welcoming a newborn into this world or to give to a loved one and remind them of their part in their life here on the Earth plane. Be sure to check out Le Guru is You Radio's sister website, unlimited-ideas.com. Navigate to the studio tab at the top of the page, and then to the books tab. Scroll down and find On the Day Before You Came. All purchases help in keeping our fledgling podcast show running, and you can be rest assured that you are contributing to an effort that will continue to welcome everyday folks like you and me and set the space for each of them to claim their guruship and to teach us perhaps something we have been waiting to hear. So from all of us here at Le Guru Is You Studios, a big mahalo and aloha as we close this edition of the show. We encourage you all to join us next week with a new and inspiring guru as they step up to the dais and take their rightful place as teacher to us all.